Hey, social distancing, truth talk, what's up?
What is going on, guys? We decided to take 6 feet apart to a bit of an extreme. So there's Marky, there's Hi. Barrett.
There's Abby.
It looks like I'm holding Abby on my finger. It's like, oh, it's an Abby finger puppet. So we wanted to obviously come hang out with y'all, because what else are we going to do on a Friday at 4 p.m. except hang out with our Truth Talk fam? But we also wanted to, you know, obey our authorities. That's pretty important too. So that's why we're like this today.
Can we just interrupt Abby every time she talks? Can we just like talk really loud so that the whole time that she's talking there's like voices in the back?
At some point, I'm going to get really obnoxiously close to my camera. Like, I know it's going to happen where I'm like, the Bible! Have fun with that. It's going to be great. It's going to be exciting.
I'm trying not to get distracted by Bald Peter. So we're, I don't know. So you see where Abby is. Abby's in front of a stained glass window. We all are in front of stained glass windows because they have really nice lighting. They all have different pictures, like sort of like scenes from the Bible. The one that I'm in front of is the disciples in the upper room, and there's Peter standing in front of them all. But Peter is bald on top. Like, he has hair from here down, and the top of his head is bald.
I really want to run into the middle of both of your shots and just be like, I'm not touching you, but I feel like that would be offensive.
Can you just, like, run down the aisle?
Give me a minute. I sure will.
So, what are we talking about today? I was waiting. Nobody jumped in.
The Bible. Talking about the Bible.
The Holy Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible. Since we have all of this time with quarantine, you have extra time. You're off of school, a lot of people are off of work, so you have some time. And we figured we would talk about, how do you read the Bible?
You open it, and then you look.
We wanted to answer the question, first of all, why do we read the Bible? And how, now that I know I need to read the Bible, I should read the Bible, how do I proceed from there? Like, how do I read the Bible? Where do I start from? What, you know, what's all of this understanding the Bible? Because it can be confusing at many, many points. So we just wanted to answer those questions for y'all real quick today.
So we have a verse from the Bible to explain why you should read the Bible. I promise I own a Bible. Like, I didn't just have to get one in here, but mine's at home. So this is Joshua 1.
The Battle of Jericho. I thought you were setting me up for a song. I really wasn't trying to be stupid. I really did. YMCA. It's fun to say it, though.
Joshua 1:8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So, if you study this, you will succeed in prosper and succeed in all you do. I forgot the words. I need to meditate on it. Need to meditate on meditating on the Bible.
Well, the Word of God, like, fills you up. So it's, you know, it says in the Word that the Word of God is food. You know, Jesus said that, that I don't live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the Bible is literally food for people who believe in the Lord. It keeps you alive. It fills you with faith. It gives you life. And so, you're going to succeed because you're fueling yourself. It's like if you go to run a race and you haven't had water that day, you haven't had food that day, like you're about halfway through, you're going to get sick because you need to put the right things in you before you go run a race or do something physical. It's the same way with the Word of God. Before we act, we need to have the right fuel already inside us.
So how do you read the Bible? What do you read? What are the differences?
That's a lot of questions all at the same time. That was like, you hear that? That's anointed snapping because it made sounds. Because normally I don't make sounds. Show off.
Cool. Just keep snapping, everybody. Yep. Yep. My face looks really red. I promise I'm not.
Whatever. It's fine. It's cool. Just keep snapping, everybody. Yep.
So the first thing to, in just understanding the Bible, the first thing to know is there are two sections in the Bible. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Hooray.
Well, the whole Bible, you know, people like to, they do like to split it up because there is a little bit of a difference, but the whole Bible gives you a wonderful picture of who God is. It's not like God's in the Old Testament and Jesus is in the New Testament and that's the only place. Like, Jesus is in every single book of the Bible and God the Father is in every single book of the Bible. But the Old Testament gives a picture of what life was like before Jesus. You know, when Jesus came in the New Testament, he brought the new covenant. He brought a new type of way to have a relationship with God. In the Old Testament, it shows you how people had relationships with God before there was a Savior. So they both show a picture of who God is, but when you put the books together, it really gives you a really, really full example of how wonderful, powerful, loving our God is. But that's the difference between the two, is Old Testament is before Jesus was born here on the earth, and New Testament is once Jesus has been born and what's available to us now.
So for Old Testament and New Testament, you can replace the word testament with the word covenant. And just quickly, without going all the way into it, the Old Testament is under the Old Covenant, and the New Testament is under the New Covenant.
Covenant, basically what that is it's like a contract. Basically, it's like a promise that God's made to his people. And so the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, is what existed before Jesus did. But then the New Testament, the New Covenant, is what we, right now, you, me, everybody watching, it's what we have available to us now here on the earth because of Jesus. So there's differences in both, but they both give you a picture of the Father's heart and Jesus.
Just a key difference between the covenants was that in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, they sinned in Genesis, and that sin became a barrier between God and man because man created that barrier, basically, of sin. But then, so God wanted to be with his people, and there's a bunch more detail we can go into. But the New Testament is when that all changes, and Jesus becomes the bridge between that barrier. So God can be with his people. That's basically the difference. That's why things are a little different in there, and there's the law and all that stuff.
And so you may be at a point now where you've heard us use words like covenant, and you're hearing us talk about all these different books in the Bible, and where do you start? Like, I've totally been there, where do I start reading? There's so much to read, and you know, you start a couple chapters of one book, and then you don't get it, and then you start a couple of another, and you don't get it, and then by the end, you just basically finger point and pick a verse to think about. Like, I've totally done that. So where do you start reading? Well, something that Pastor Brian says a lot, and it's something that I've told the youth for years whenever they've asked me, is start reading in the book of John. John is found in the New Testament, and John was one of Jesus's disciples, meaning that he hung out with him all the time. He was actually one of the disciples that was closest to Jesus, so he not only heard him teach, but he was with him all of the time. And what the book of John is about is it's about Jesus while he was here. But the reason to start in the book of John is because John is the disciple who really had an understanding of the love that Jesus had for him. Like, John calls himself the disciple that Jesus loved, which could sound prideful, but it wasn't prideful. He just really understood Jesus loves me. The Father loves me. Like, there's a love that's available to me. So whether you're somebody who's brand new at reading the Bible or you've never read the Bible before, John is a wonderful place to start because it helps paint this picture of how much God truly loves you, how much Jesus truly loves you. And it's a wonderful way to start learning about who God is, because above all else, he's love.
Also, lastly, there are different translations of the Bible. So one of the oldest translations is the King James Version. You don't have to only read the King James Version. So there are other versions. Not all of them are the same. Not all of them are created equally, but we can give you some that have been proven to be very accurate and very helpful in understanding and simplifying things.
Yeah, there's one of our really, really great friends, partners in ministry, and people that we look up to, Ted Shuttlesworth Jr., he actually just did a video on the different types of Bible translations maybe a couple weeks ago. We can put the YouTube link to that in our comments for this if you're interested in learning about different types of Bible translations, because not all of them are created equal. So there's some that are literal word for word translations, like they've gone back into the old manuscripts, like in the Hebrew and Greek, and they've translated it word for word. There's some that are, basically summarizing it. Like, I'm not thinking of what the right word is. It's not literal. Basically, it's giving you a summary of what's going on. And so it gives you a bigger picture. So, like, an example of a literal word for word is like the New American Standard. And then one that is basically giving you a contextual understanding of what's happening is the NLT, the New Living Translation. And so there's tons of good, not all of them are good, some aren't. So we'll link that in the comments and you can go investigate further if you're interested in learning what translation might be right for you to read.
Did that all make sense? Did we explain that where it makes sense, or are there questions you have? Are there more questions that we didn't answer?
What questions do you have? I'm still 6 feet apart. What you doing? Hi,
Marky. Hi.
Welcome back.
You were so little.
But if you have questions about how to read anything, if you want us to help you figure anything out, as Abby said, reach out. Let us know if you've got stuff, because we want to help you. And yeah, so we love you. Thank you.
That's all I got. Fan. Good job, guys.
So, we have a game.
Let's go hop on over to our game. We have a very fun quarantine game.
Not together, though.
Not together.
6 feet apart, baby.
One at a time.
6 feet apart.
What? So, here's our game, guys. So, for the sake of social distancing, we will be going one at a time.
But I'm here. So is
Marky. They're over there. So what we're going to do is we're going to each have 20 seconds. When it's our turn, we have a section of whiteboard and 20 seconds to write Sasquatch in calligraphy. Because in looking up quarantine games, learning how to draw calligraphy was one of them. So we figured, why not? I did a W with my hands, and I was trying to do an N, and I don't know how to do that. Why not? So, on that note, let's get started.
Okay, so that says Sasquatch and hand lettering. Okay, are you timing me? Okay.
One, two, three, go. Oh, you're already 1 second in.
I don't know what it is.
Last watch.
It does look like an owl.
Wearing the last watch. Time.
No way.
20 seconds is not.
Oh no, I only filled in the SL thing.
This is what. Squash or tea? Oh, point.
I'm gonna turn the camera around so that they can see. So this is what I was supposed to have. And that's what I got. The T wasn't even crossed, and that looks like an L.
It's very pretty writing though.
Alright, I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, go.
Whoa, yours is big.
Well, that's
what it's the size of a house.
What? We're not thinking that. Oh, look, I don't even think y'all can see all of that. Hold on, let me turn it around.
You gotta really make that curve strong in order.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I needed it to be big enough. Had I had more time, it was gonna, like, be nice and...
What?
Hello, I'm here. Billy Joe texted Marky. I'm gonna get rid of that. Okay, so you've seen Sasquatch in calligraphy. Here we go. Okay.
1, 2, 3, go. That's a strong looking S. That's a nice S. That's a nice S. Stop.
I got sass. Cool. Sass.
It was looking really nice. No.
I want to finish.
No!
Wait, we
no,
cannot
we
judge.
Didn't finish.
Okay.
You can finish after.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even get the second A. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. So Marky definitely gets points because she has all the letters.
She actually finished?
With the exception of the crossing.
Oh, none of us finished.
Tis true. All right. Got my red marker, my teacher marker. So I'll give you a point for that. Half point. So you got 1, 2, 3.
She's not happy.
You got another point. This is a point.
I feel judged.
Point.
This
That's
is the point of the.
Job.
It's
I'm
the point of this part.
You?
This is the judgment round.
This is a point. This point. I can't judge. I'll let someone else do that. All right.
Marky can judge.
Definitely, like 2 points because it's the best one. It may be 2.5 because it's the best one. Actually,
it's not filled in.
I'm taking away the half point.
Yours looks like an L.
It's not.
It doesn't look like the right letter.
It's just cursive.
At least mine would know it's sa
and
not la.
We love Jesus, guys. And we love each other, as you can tell.
I promise there's nothing in my heart.
Oh.
I have love in my heart.
One.
What's up?
2, 3, 4.
My hair is just empty.
Marky has 9. Abby has 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5 is what Barrett's at.
Wah, wah, wah.